You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
9:31. Joining us now, Sleuth Chafe at School of Business Professor Jerome Katz. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the Census Bureau looked at the economy. What did they find?
Well, it's generally good news. When we talk about real income, which adjusts for inflation, it went up 4% from 22 to 23. That's statistically significant, which means it actually is a big enough move to be for real. It's not a case of just some noise. So that's great news for families across America. That's the first increase in that measure since 2019. Poverty also gets measured, and that was a mixed bag. There are two measures of poverty. One that counts government support programs like Social Security, SNAP, and the like, and another that doesn't. The one that doesn't count government programs was actually better. There were about four-tenths of a percent fewer people in poverty than the year before. Again, a significant difference, a drop this time. When we look at the poverty situation of Americans, when we count things like Social Security, SNAP, and these other programs, it turned out that the poverty increased by 0.5%. Why is that? Well, a lot of those government programs were once tied to pandemic relief. And as the cash for that ran out, as the programs expired, and we didn't have replacement programs, the amount of money that Americans were getting to get them out of poverty, particularly for kids, had decreased. And that's why the poverty measure had gone up. The other thing is that they measure is insurance, health insurance, and that actually is looking good. Over 90% of Americans have health insurance. About two-thirds of those have private insurance. One-third has government insurance. But that number is relatively stable and obviously a tremendous relief for the Americans who have it.
Jerry, secondly, should we be concerned about this connection with Southwest Airlines, Elliott Investment Group? What is an activist investor?
Activist investors are private equity experts, basically owners of big funds, who are looking for a place to make a relatively quick profit off of their millions and even billions of dollars. And so what they look for are opportunities to shake up, buy a stake in and shake up companies in the hopes of jacking up the stock price and then selling that more expensive stock to make a fast profit. St. Louis actually has more personal experience of that than most cities, because we had TWA. You could go to Lambert Airport, get on a plane, and get off in London, Paris, or even Tel Aviv. Those were the days. They had financial trouble, and a fellow named Carl Icahn, one of the original activist investors, came in, bought them up, and basically gutted the airline for parts. He sold their beautiful gates in New York with that super futuristic terminal there. He sold gates all over the country. He sold airplanes. He actually ripped off the labor union's pension fund to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars. So St. Louis has a personal experience with those kind of activist investors that's far from rosy. For Southwest, what's happened is they actually, Elliott Management was able to get the longtime chairman of the board of Southwest to resign. He will step down in 2025. He had taken over from the legendary Herb Kelleher, and is a 40-year veteran of Southwest Airlines. The CEO, Bob Jordan, of Southwest, is also a 40-year veteran. But when the chairman was announcing a step down, the board voted unanimously, they say, to support Bob Jordan as CEO. That said, Elliott is already talking about trying to put former airline CEOs either in as board members or as consultants to the airline to try and get them to move. So there is a good chance that Jordan is going to be the next target. When this happens, when you have these activist investors, the desires of customers is usually one of the things, and even labor, are one of the things that get tossed to the wayside in the pursuit of profit. Stand by. There'll be more about that one.
All right, Jerry, thank you for the insight.
Have a great week.
That is Slew Shafet, School of Business professor and KMOX business analyst, Jerome Katz.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.